Birds hopping, birds jumping, pigeons crying, water freezing at the top.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Paul. That's a very nice record hit for us again, wasn't it? Okay, let's do the birds hopping, birds walking thing.
Right, birds hopping are basically a fruit-eating bird that hangs off of tree branches with its little claws.
A sparrow doesn't hang off of tree branches with its claws like a bat. I've never seen a sparrow hang off of tree branches. You see, a pigeon walks, right? And then there's, and if we could, in a cartoon...
Pigeons walk, yeah.
Yeah, pigeons walk. In a cartoon, it'd go into a, some kind of x-ray where you see cogs and wheels making its head do that thing while it walks.
Ah, yeah, but you see a little sparrow, originally, it's a little tree-dwelling bird.
Uh-huh.
So it's forced onto the ground to look for its food.
It's forced onto the ground?
Well, you know, I mean, the food drops off of the trees, the berries drop off of the trees, and there they are on the ground looking for bits and pieces.
And the hopping comes from what, though?
Well, they can't walk. You see?
They've never even tried. That's the
They've never even tried, no.
They don't even try.
They don't even try.
You can have sympathy with birds if they're trying to walk and going around in circles doing one leg.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, ducks waddle along, don't they? Because
you'd have thought Brer Sparrow, I mean, one time must have come into contact with Brer Duck, and he looks at Brer Duck and thinks, that's a fair means of perambulation, I'm going to give that a whirl. But they never do.
This is why they have bird brains.
They have bird brains, exactly. So, but you're saying it's purely because they live in trees, generally, or used to?
Yes.
Yeah. It's some kind of dinosaur.
Ground-dwelling birds and fruit-dwelling birds.
The reason sparrows hop and pigeons walk is because sparrows are dinosaurs. That's what he told us. In essence, that's what he told us. There's some kind, right, put this in point. There's some kind of fruit-eating dinosaur.
Fruit-eating dinosaur.
There's some kind of fruit-eating. And you had an explanation of if heat rises, why the ponds freeze on top.
Yeah.
Hold on, then.
All right, because water changes its density as it cools.
Yeah.
And it's density.
The barrel of laughs this bloke is. He's giving us the right answers. Yeah, go on.
Density's at 4 degrees centigrade.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it shouldn't the heat, you know...
Well, no, because the colder water is actually lighter.
Right.
So it sits on top.
Why is the colder water lighter?
No, but the colder water would be at the bottom.
Yeah. If it heats...
Sorry, the colder... Water is coldest, right, and turns to ice at 0 degrees centigrade.
Yeah. Yeah, but
0 degrees centigrade water is lighter than 4 degrees centigrade water, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, but it's
no,
right.
The water at the bottom, when you go into a swimming pool, the shallow end is warmer, and the deep end is colder. But you're saying the water at the bottom
the
of the lake is colder?
Do you break
warmer?
The ice on the swimming pool before you go in?
Not
in Florida,
see,
I don't.
See, science is a very movable feast, isn't it, all of a sudden? You know, it's a movable feast. So when they used to tell us, oh, heat rises, kids...
Yeah.
I could have said, well, how come there's ice on top of the swimming pool? Oh, not in that case.
It does rise in general, but...
I'm not having this movable feast. Why is there ice on top if the water at the bottom's colder? And it must be colder because heat rises. That's just science.
I agree.
And I'm no scientist, but that's just science. You know all about birds, don't you, Paul, by the way? Here he is. Paul?
Yeah.
What is white meat and dark meat? What are we eating there? No, really. What is white meat and dark meat? What are we eating? And why do they need two kinds of flesh in there? What's that all about? What are they trying to pull there, showing off?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you very much.